Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations, because I didn't get any for today. If you want to suggest a topic, you can do so at the Subscribestar PayPal links down below. I recently came across an article that discusses a video I put a link to in the description. It's called Four Single Moms Bought a House Together to Raise Their Kids, and it's a brilliant idea, which I believe is actually a really bad idea. If you watch the video, you'll see two relatively attractive women, Holly and Heron, compared to two less attractive ones, all moving in together. Immediately in the interview, you notice that Holly is the alpha of the mom pack. Heron is the beta, while Leandra and an unnamed fourth woman are the deltas and omegas. You see them in the interview, but they're seated in a row behind Holly and Heron. They also don't smile all that much, and you can clearly see there's a hierarchy in this particular situation. I don't know what happened since they started living together, but I think it's going to end up like that all-female marketing company where women wrecked the business and started fighting one another. In this case, however, they've got kids between the ages of 9 and 14 that are captive and make great emotional tampons they can't get away. If you've ever seen women living together without a boyfriend, they typically dump their toxic emotional waste onto each other and they try to transfer it. But that doesn't work. It's like two completely soaked tampons trying to transfer blood between each other. Neither is able to retain any more because they're both full. But as I've mentioned, there are lots of kids to use as punching bags, as these 40 and 50 something year old bags need to dump their waste somewhere. Someone should cry child abuse, but we all know that's not going to happen. They bought a house during the pandemic, and that means they bought it at the top of the market, as we're now witnessing interest rates rising and lumber prices falling. I read the article and it's a quite boring one. They say that the hardest part about being a single mom is all the loneliness. Not having someone to talk to about your kid at the end of the day. Meaning having no one to dump your frustration onto at the end of that day. Something makes me think that the Delta and Omega women I mentioned earlier are the ones that get emotional manure dumped onto their heads the most often. That's the way it looks to me. They also say they wouldn't be able to afford an apartment, let alone a house on their own. So this is their way to get what they want. That they won't be able to buy a house on one income as single parents. At least they didn't use the article in NBC News story to say terrible things about their husbands in the media. What guys need to take from this is that women tend to behave in very monkey-see-monkey-do ways. When one or two women in a group of friends gets married, they typically follow their lead. The same with child-rearing, and the same with getting divorced. They don't want to be excluded socially from the group. But when they want something different than the group they belong to, they tend to find another group. I'd say that about 80% of a group wants the same things. But a small minority, if the group hasn't started having kids yet, and they feel the baby rabies a call-in, then that's the direction they typically head in. I'll discuss more about living in a single mother household from hell in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sane Man. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sane Man t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sane Man sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sane Man collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype, for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to the modern day Golden Girls Clown World show. I remember when that show was on the air and all the elderly women, a mother and her two daughters, and one of her friends were all living under the same roof. It was pictured as perfectly ideal and perfectly natural. However, I've seen how adult daughters live with one another and they're constantly dumping their crap onto each other. If you ever think that mothers and daughters don't get along, then you've never seen two fully grown sisters fight it out. In this case, having separate units, like these four women these single moms have, is going to keep things from escalating. The article says they moved into their home in Tacoma Park, Maryland, in August of 2020 and named it the Siren House, in a nod to stories of mermaids luring fishermen with their siren song. But how many guys, unless they're simps and cucks, are really going to get seduced by a middle-aged single mother's siren song? Not many. They say that the house and the other women in it provide a spiritual safety net, whatever that's supposed to mean. They also found a neighborhood that was safe. To that, all I have to ask is, which of these four women goes downstairs to see what's going on if someone appears to be breaking into the building? From my experience dating someone that was living with three other female roommates, is that there's always a chore Nazi in the house that wants to play spick and span, clean top to bottom. Believe it or not, there are actually women out there like that in this modern day and age. These four ladies also meet once a month to discuss what needs to be repaired around the house. And oftentimes they deal with a bottle of champagne. Is that out of celebration or out of depression? Because they all have to pay more money out of pocket for a fixer-upper that they bought. Other advantages to this living arrangement include things like built-in babysitting, dog walking, and feeling safe all around. I think the safety aspect is important, since they don't have a man there. But I wouldn't be surprised if there was a noise in the middle of the night, they'd probably send one of their 10-year-old sons to check it out. The article concludes by saying that hopefully this idea of a siren's house will catch on. I think it will, so long as there's little to no affordable housing and the number of single moms continues to rise. I just hate the fact that the article and the story is absolute clickbait. That they technically aren't living together, and they bought a fourplex. They probably get their kids to help out with lawn mowing and groundskeeping. They all have their own space so they don't get on each other's nerves, as I was hoping. I wanted to make another video of them being interviewed again saying that it just wasn't working out. But it's too bad that's not going to happen. That's all I got to say in the story. I now want to take some time to discuss some of the craziness that's been happening to Jordan Peterson of all people lately. As of scripting this, I just read that he'll most likely lose his psychology license in Ontario, Canada, unless he goes for social media re-education training. Canada keeps getting increasingly Orwellian as the weeks and months go by. The OPA, or Ontario Psychology Association, was once a client of mine, and they were fine back then. But it looks like they've turned into a woke joke. This now sets the precedent for other schools of medicine, the legal profession in any field where you're required to get approval from a licensing board. It's not hard to see what's happening here. They want to censor him by threatening to take away his license. You know this is just going to blow up in their face, though, as he records any conversations he has with them. Not to mention it's not really going to hurt him financially because he already makes money from other sources. The only thing it might damage is his reputation. He's being reprimanded because he retweeted some posts by the conservative leader in Canada, and because people found his posts offensive. Get this, many of the people that were upset weren't even in Canada. Why would a Canadian regulatory body be interested in the opinions of foreigners? They aren't, but it's an opportunity to take Peterson's status away so that he can't go around telling everyone he's a clinical psychologist. As if it's something that's going to ruin his credibility if he gets kicked out of that school of medicine for being a so-called social media menace. If anything, it's going to boost his status in the eyes of people because he's going to be standing up to a corrupt medical establishment. His critics should have tried this tactic at the beginning when he spoke about choosing not to use crazy gender pronouns and to be compelled into speech, back while he was relying on his clinical practice and being a professor for his livelihood. It would have made a lot more sense to do it back then. But now it's too late. That horse has left the barn, and Peterson no longer has to worry about making money to survive after selling millions of copies of his books. Plus God knows how many personality tests for $10 a pop, as well as all the public appearances. All that's like printing money. What I really want to do is hear the recordings that he's planning on doing while he's being questioned so that he's being reformed to no longer be a social demon. Seems like his crime was to promote the conservative leadership in Canada while attacking the Prime Minister. The idea is that he's influential and this is just their pathetic attempt to cancel him. If there was a coordinated attack between his book publisher, YouTube, Twitter, in addition to the OPA, then I'd be worried. But this is probably some busybody at the Psychological Association that never thought there would be any blowback against them. I think they picked the wrong fight and are only starting to realize it now. I honestly don't think that someone in the Trudeau government tapped them on the shoulder and said they would increase their funding if they went after Peterson. Odds are they're just some woke jokester working for that organization that proposed this, and the rest of the team agreed. Maybe people kept bringing up that Jordan Peterson was part of their school of medicine one too many times and they got sick of it. So they figured if they pulled something like this, that he would stop working as a clinical psychologist and hand over his license. I bet they're probably sweating bullets now, especially as he mentions that he wants to record everything. That's going to basically put them in the spotlight and put the crosshairs of public scrutiny onto them, which is probably the last thing they want to happen. One year for one of their conferences, they brought out Patch Adams, the doctor portrayed by Robin Williams in the film with the same name. They were a great organization back then, but I looked at their website, and it's all under new management. As for those four women, I'm sure that their kids will probably need therapy after living in a building with four single mothers. Where are the grown male role models? Nowhere to be seen. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that one of those middle-aged single mothers will probably sneak off and smash another woman's son because she's desperate for male attention, only to be hauled off to prison. bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the single mothers and their demented siren songs away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.